Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Thursday, the 9th of November, 2023. My name is Reverend Marie Roach Hepburn, and I am the rector of St. Jude's Parish in Smith's Point, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain the heavenly promises through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. This morning I take my text from the psalm appointed for the Holy Eucharist for today, Psalm 27, in particular looking at verses 13 and 14. They read, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, today in the midst of all of our trials and tribulations, we need the confidence of David, the confidence that we see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The theme of Psalm 27 is that God offers help for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Unwavering confidence in God is our antidote for fear and loneliness. Psalm 27 is a remarkable affirmation of trust in God. David may have written this psalm when he was in exile from home, haunted by Saul and Saul's men. David was in great danger by evildoers who were lying in wait for him, waiting to kill him, wanting to kill him. Others in David's situation may have become filled with fear. At times, we too are in great danger, not necessarily our physical beings, but our emotional or spiritual well-being, and we become afraid. The dictionary defines fear as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. One psychologist noted that fear almost always relates to future events, such as the worsening of a situation or continuation of a situation that is unacceptable. Each of us has been a prisoner of fear at one time or another. Fear of a sudden illness of ourselves or our parent or a spouse or family member. Our children being far away from home and the inability to protect them as we wish. The fear of receiving news of termination from your job or sometimes even job promotion may cause fear, strike fear in some people. And then the fear of what's happening in this world today with the war in Palestine and the war in between the Israelis and Hamas. We have so much to be afraid to fear. Not to mention mounting bills, not knowing where the money's coming from to pay rent or mortgage or utilities or even to buy food. There's some among us who fear rejection or misunderstanding or uncertainty. And then there are others who fear death and so much more. We fear what tomorrow holds because we do not know what tomorrow holds, but we know that God holds it in his hands. Fear is a dark shadow that envelops us, ultimately imprisons us within ourselves. When fear comes upon us, we need the attitude of David. David was very aware that Saul was close at hand and ready to kill him. He of all people should have been afraid, but he writes in the Psalms, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23, verse 4. And what we need to take note of is he's saying it's the shadow of death. It is not death in itself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? He says in Psalm 27, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, David knew the antidote for fear, and he wrote it in Psalm 27. He said, David expressed great confidence in the Lord that dispelled all fear because he knew that the Lord was his light, the Lord was his salvation, and the Lord was his stronghold, and nobody could harm him. You see, light signifies understanding, joy, and life, and the stronghold signifies defense. With these provisions from the Lord, whom shall I fear? Obviously, the answer is no one because God is on our side. Whenever you find yourself becoming fearful, remember these verses, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I be afraid? Remind yourself that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's, and all you need to do is stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. Exodus chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. David also knew that God was in control, so he could write these words of encouragement to himself in times of fear. He says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." Waiting for God is not easy, but God is worth waiting for. Lamentations 3:24-26 says, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him." My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called not to fear, but to have hope as we wait for the Lord, because often God uses waiting to refresh us, to renew us, to revive us, to teach us, to guide us. Psalm 27 is one of expressed jubilant confidence in the Lord in spite of a host of enemies who threatened his life. The psalm is one of courageous trust. When you are worried about something, when you feel fearful, when it seems as though everyone is out to get you, don't just read Psalm 27. Pray Psalm 27 and wait on the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, wait on the Lord and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day, with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at evening we may again give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to this morning's devotion, and I pray that you were encouraged. We ask that you please share this devotion with family and friends, colleagues and loved ones, those who are in need of a word from the Lord. Please tune in each day and may God richly bless you. In his name, amen, amen, and amen.